You know, one of the great, wow, that's loud. I think I'll back that one down just a notch. I'm not Rick, but it sounded like Rick, didn't it? You know, I discovered something about Rick. If I had his voice and he had a feather, we'd both be tickled. You know, one of the great, great chapters of all time, and we know there's so many great chapters throughout the Scriptures, but Hebrews 11 is one that has always really had a special place in my heart. And one of the reasons is because it talks about the faith of these great people. Hall of Fame of faith. Heroes of the faith. And we see so many times that why they're here is because God saw them as being people of great faith. Noah. Wow. You stop and think about this for just a moment. It may well be the case that it had never actually rained upon the face of the earth. It may be the case that they were still in that time when the earth was being watered by the mist that came up from the ground. And yet he's being told to build this enormous ark. You think about Abraham. He left a land that there are all indications he was a rich man. And he left this land not knowing where he was going to go. God didn't tell him, hey, by the way, here's a map and I'm going to tell you where you're headed. Pack up your stuff and go. And he did it. If you want to go beyond that, what about Isaac, his son of promise? How many people would have had the faith in God to offer up or to offer up their son? What great heroes of the faith. And we see this time and again, we see that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We see in verse 6 that it's impossible to please God without faith. Why? Because we must believe that He is and that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek after Him. But I want to get past chapter 11 for just a moment. And let's get into chapter 12. You know, anytime you see in your Bible, the King James rendering, almost always, wherefore. If you're using something like the New King James, therefore. But when you see those words, remember this. It always points you back to what's been talked about. And it's what's been talked about in chapter 11 are all these great heroes of the faith. These people who occupy the Hall of Fame of faith. And it says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, who were those? Those are the heroes of the faith that the Hebrew writer had just finished talking about or writing about. And it says there, then let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Now I'm going to be honest with you. It took me a long time. Sometimes I'm a little bit slow on the uptake. I get that. You know, if you put me in a big old drawer, I'm not the sharpest knife. But I finally caught on to this. When the Hebrew writer here is talking about this great cloud of witnesses, and he says, let us lay aside every weight, he is talking about the various things that can hold us down from being what we ought to be. Hold us back from having the kind of faith that we need to have as God's people. But when he talks about the sin which doth easily beset us, he is talking about one sin. You know what that is? A lack of faith. And it is something that vexes so many people today. A lack of faith. It's a challenge for me to always be, if you will, on my game. To really have the kind of faith in God that I need to have. It's a challenge for me. And I'm going to suggest to you that if we're all completely honest, we're probably times when it's a challenge to all of us. To have the kind of faith that God wants me to have as His child. But having said that, not having an enormous amount of time here, let's do this notation. Given the fact that we're all prone, at least at some point in times in our life, to be people of, quote, little faith, how do we have it? How do we get it? How do we possess it? And once we've possessed it, how do we keep it? And once we've got it and we're keeping it, how do we grow it? I'm going to make two simple suggestions. First and foremost, and I say maybe, let's not put the foremost, let's just put first here. How about this? Prayer. Ask God. You know, we're told by the Apostle Peter to lay all of our cares upon God because God cares for us. Now, prayer isn't all there is to it, but it's a key element in having good faith. In fact, if you stop and think about it, doesn't Paul talk about that in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. We're going to get to that Word part here in just a moment, but go back even farther in time. Jesus Himself, on one occasion, was brought by this man, his son who was demon-possessed, and the man said, I gave him to your disciples, and your disciples couldn't help him. Remember what Jesus did? First, He rebuked His disciples, called them people of little faith. You have little faith. But then He took that child, and He said to this child's father, He says, can you have faith? Can you believe? Because if you can believe, it can be accomplished.
That's right.
And remember what he said? He said, I believe, help me in my unbelief. Folks, sometimes we need help in our unbelief. Asking God is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength.
Amen.
It's an understanding that I can't always do things by myself. In fact, I'm going to go so far as to say, most of the time when I try to do things all by myself, I mess them up. But with God, all things are possible, and it can get right. But number two, yes, prayer. It's not all there is to it. But how about this? Know God's Word. Study God's Word. Remember what we mentioned about Romans 10, verse 17? Faith comes by hearing. Hearing what? The stock market reports? No. The Word of God. Faith comes by us knowing God's Word. Faith comes by us being associated with God's Word. Faith comes by being immersed in God's Word. We need to know the will of God. And you can't get that by osmosis. You can't go, you're not going to know God's Word by going out into the country on a beautiful spring day or a fall day and sitting on a stump and chanting. It's not going to come to you. Folks, we need to get involved in God's Word. You want to know the truth? The truth can set you free right here. You want a strong faith? You want a faith that endures? You want a faith that continues on? Go to God's Word. The more you know, the stronger your faith is going to be. You know, right now, in the political realm, we keep hearing this expression concerning the current administration that we have. Promises made, promises kept. Folks, maybe so. In some areas, that's true. But you know what? You want to know where promises made and promises kept are really found?
That's right.
Right here.
That's right.
You want faith? You want strength? Go to the Word. Go to the Book of Books. Folks, if there's anyone here this evening whose faith is weak and you need the prayers of a congregation of people who love you, we stand ready to assist you in any way that we possibly can. We don't stand in judgment of you. As I started out earlier on, we all at times are weak in our faith. And there are times when we need the prayers of a congregation. We need the strength of everyone to build us back up. We stand ready to assist you. Maybe it's the case that you're a child of God. You've heard God's Word and you believe that Jesus, in fact, is the very Son of God. You're ready to repent of your sins. You don't want to live in sin anymore. And you're ready to confess the sweet name of Jesus. Then you're ready to be baptized. We stand ready to assist you with that as well. But whatever your need may be, if we can help out, won't you come right now as we stand and sing this song?